Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
The founder of GoBob Pipe and Steel, Bob Studebaker, recently said,
"The most common question I get asked is, Bob, you sell several different lengths of trailer. How many bales will a 32-foot hold? How many will a 36? How many will a 40 hold?" Typically, I teach my people that we're doing that question asking because we want to know how heavy their bales are, what it is that they're baling, how many a year do they bale, how far do they have to haul it? Because I got more than one type of trailer. Red Rhino is the top of the line. And inline hay traders, but maybe they don't need that. I'm not going to sell them more than they need. Now, a lot of people look at the difference in price, and most of the time they go ahead and buy the Red Rhino because there's not that big a price difference. The quality or the heaviness is there. Plus, their resale value is typically you buy a Red Rhino, you own it 3 years. By the third year, you can get all your money out of it.
To see your new trailer, go to GoBob Radio, GoBobRadio.com.
We're here in Nashville this morning. Lots to be talking about over the next few days for the cattle industry as they gather in a joint meetings of the Cattlemen's Beef Promotion Board, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, American National Cattle Women, and more. Just a tremendous gathering of the cattle industry this week in Nashville. Cattlemen's Beef Board is up, already got some of their meetings underway. Brett Morris is their vice chair right now. If all goes as expected, he will be the chairman out of this meeting for the coming year for the Cattlemen's Beef Board, the CBB. He's a cattle producer from central Oklahoma. He's excited about the funding of international promotion for U.S. beef, but he's also excited about some of the things we're doing to try to reach younger consumers in this country as well.
One of the programs that I'm really excited about, I thought was one of the great programs that came out of our operating committee last year, was a program for focused on education toward school kids and the school-age children through videos, games that were made available for apps on phones and things of that nature. I think that was one of the unique kind of thinking out of the box programs that came through the operating committee.
Now, on the policy side of things, they'll be hearing from folks like Colin Woodall, their lead lobbyist in D.C., who says that he's spending a lot of his time these days trying to keep up with what's going on coming out of the Trump administration.
We're really watching these executive orders, Ron, because they have a huge impact on the country as a whole, but we have found they've had a huge impact on us. One yesterday, for example, the two-for-one rule is what we're calling it, where the federal agencies have to figure out the ways that they are going to roll back existing regulations to pay for any new regulations they want to put forward. That's something that could really benefit us, especially when we look at things like the GPSR rule, for example. So we've really been watching the executive orders, but at the same time also trying to encourage Congress, the Senate in particular, to pick up these nominations and get these cabinet people put in place as quickly as possible. Because until we start having people in permanent seats at USDA and the agencies, it's going to be really hard to have a lot of action on things that we need action on.
Last time we talked, we didn't have a name yet when it came to Secretary of Agriculture. We have that name now in Governor Perdue. Do you feel like, you know, from all the tea leaves you're reading, is that going to be a choice that's going to be popular as far as the Senate Ag Committee and the Senate?
I think so. You know, all the feedback that we have received is people are optimistic and excited about Governor Perdue. You know, as always, there's going to be rocks thrown. We expect that. It's part of the process, but I don't think it's going to be anything that's going to derail his nomination. So hopefully Senator Roberts will be able to get that nomination hearing scheduled as quickly as possible so we can get him in place.
Vice President for Governmental Affairs for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Colin Woodall, talking with us here in Nashville. You've got farm news on Ron.
It's the 39th annual Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association All Breed Bull Sale, Saturday, February 4th at 12:15 at the Cheyenne Ag Pavilion, featuring 60-plus breeding-age bulls, registered and commercial Angus, Shorthorn Plus, Composite, Semi-Angus, Hereford, and others. For more information or a catalog, call Linda Lucas at 580-497-7366 or send an email to rmccattleman@yahoo.com. That's rmccattleman@yahoo.com.
That's your farm news. Have a great day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.